Conversation 1.
I can't understand why there are so many extreme sports lovers nowadays.
In the current society, more and more people are city-born and city-bred. They want to find a way to explore their potential and go back to nature. Extreme sports just offer this opportunity.
I see your point here, but extreme sports are really dangerous. Those who are not very skillful or experienced are easily get hurt, let alone...
Yes, you have a point here. On the other hand, that is the charm of the sports. They are challenging and demanding. Extreme sports also provide more individualized ways of pushing the person to his or her limits.
But don't you think they are so individualized that they are easy to go on an abnormal way?
Maybe we should be more optimistic about their future. And we have to admit that extreme sports can also enable people to face fears.
That is only one part of the picture. These sports can also revel in individuals' isolation. They don't have to rely on anybody else.
That is just how it works. There is no winning and losing, and each individual is really competing against himself.
But in reality, we develop ourselves by working with and against others. Traditional sports provide a way for individuals to push themselves through the challenge of competition or work together as a team. Extreme sports only encourage a focus on individual performance rather than pushing the limits of human achievement.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 8. What's the woman's attitude towards extreme sports?
Question 9. What are the man and the woman talking about? Question 10. Why are there so many extreme sports lovers nowadays? Question 11. What does the woman think of extreme sports?